Chapter 6. The Potion. The Grand High Witch continued to the witches, "Before you leave the hotel, I will give you each a bottle of the potion."
"Oh, thank you, thank you,"
said the witches. She took out a small dark blue glass bottle and showed it to them. "In this little bottle, there is enough potion to turn 500 children into mice." The witches shouted,
"Wow!"
Then the Grand High Witch said, "Now, we must go and have tea with that silly hotel manager, Mr. Stringer. At 6 o'clock tonight, come to my room in small groups, and I'll give you the potion. My room is number 454. Then, at 8 o'clock, we will meet for dinner. We will sit at two special long tables in the dining room. This meeting is now finished." The witches stood up. I was watching them through the screen.
"Please hurry," I thought. "Then I'll be safe again."
"Wait!"
shouted one of the witches at the back of the hall. All the witches turned to look at her.
"What is it?"
they asked.
"I can smell dog poo,"
she replied.
"There's a child in this room."
Then another witch said, "Yes, I can smell dog poo too." Her huge nose holes got even wider. Then all the witches put their noses in the air and they tried to smell the child.
"She's right,"
they said.
We can smell poo!
"Find the child," shouted the Grand High Witch. "Use your noses and find it." I was shaking and all the hairs on my head stood up. "It mustn't escape," she continued. "If a child was here during the meeting, then it knows all our secrets. You must kill the child now."
"I can't escape," I thought. "There are a lot of witches in here, and they'll easily catch me. What are they going to do to me?"
Then I turned around and saw a horrible face looking down at me. The face opened its mouth and shouted happily,
"It's here, behind the screen. Come and get the child."
The witch reached out her hand and held me by my hair, but I escaped. I ran as fast as I could to the doors and tried to open them, but they were still locked. Some of the witches held their noses and cried,
"What a horrible smell of dog poo!"
"Catch him, you silly witches!" shouted the Grand High Witch. "Catch him!" The witches moved slowly towards me. I began to scream.
"Help!"
I screamed. I hoped that somebody outside the hall could hear me.
"Help! Help!"
"Catch him!" shouted the Grand High Witch. "Stop him shouting!" 5 witches held me by my arms and legs. I screamed again.
"Help!"
But one of them put her hand on my mouth, and that stopped me. "Bring him here!" shouted the Grand High Witch. I was carried to the front of the hall. The witches were still holding me. Then I saw the Grand High Witch standing above me, smiling a horrible, frightening smile. She held up the bottle of potion and she said, "Now we'll give him some medicine. Hold his nose and he will open his mouth." Strong fingers held my nose, and after a few moments, I had to open my mouth. As I did that, the Grand High Witch put the potion in my mouth. But she did not give me just one drop. She gave me all of it. It really hurt. It burned me inside. I screamed and screamed, but again, a hand went over my mouth. Then, my skin started to feel strange. It was shrinking. I was shrinking. I felt mouse fur growing on my body. The witches were laughing. And then I noticed that the floor was only 2 centimetres from my nose. I also noticed 2 furry paws, which I was able to move. They were mine! I knew at that moment that I was not a boy anymore. I was a mouse.
"Bring me the mouse trap and cheese," shouted the Grand High Witch.
But I ran as fast as I could. I jumped across witch's feet and ran between the chairs. My mouse feet were fast, and I made no sound. I went behind a chair leg and stayed there.
"Stop! You don't need to catch it,"
called the Grand High Witch. "It doesn't matter. It's only a mouse. Somebody else will soon catch it and kill it. Let's get out of here.
The meeting is finished. Open the doors!
We have to go and have tea with that stupid manager."